It's unwise. The second thing is that whatever we do, we've got to do collectively. We want to talk to these other people. And we got to let them know if they pull out, we're going to pull out. And we also got to let the enemy know that if we pull down, he ought to pull down. So let them know that, number two. And then number three, finally, let them know that we have these things underway now, working feverishly. We're trying to see how many of these folks we can bring home. We're trying to see how many we can get the Germans to add to it. And we're trying to see what the French are ultimately going to do. We're trying to see whether the British have really got to pull down 15,000 or whether they can move them across the line into Britain and still do the same thing. And let them know that this is not going to be handled in the New York Times. And a goddamn sense of Congress resolution ain't worth a shit unless the president has some respect for the sense of it. And all it can do is just notify every enemy that we're just a bunch of ununified folks running off like Bert Wheeler and Jeanette Rankin in every goddamn direction. So they went and did that. And they came back and reported to me. I don't know whether you were at the meeting or not. But they reported to me that the committee understood that. And that they said that no action was going to be taken. They just hold it in the light of what they told them where it was. So yesterday morning when I got word from a Republican, I'm sorry to say there wasn't one Democratic senator on 13 that would tell their own president what to do. They called me and said, we think this is disastrous here. And what are you going to do about it? I said, I've never heard of it. So they said, well, they're getting ready to pile it at 10:30. I immediately called Rusk and said, Rusk, will you get a hold of Mansfield? Tell him not to, you want to talk to him on the phone. Tell him you want to come see him. And you get up there and tell him that you've got conferences scheduled this month with the Russians on a trade-out deal where they'll remove some of their 22 divisions. So let's don't say what we ought to do until we can kind of trade with them. That's one. Show them the cables I sent to Wilson from the ranch last Friday. Tell them not to leak it. But show it to them, and so forth. Then I called McNamara, and I said, I know Dick Russell's got too much sense for this. I just know he's always wanted to be out of there, and he's really an isolationist at heart, just 100%, so far as this group's concerned. It always has been. It was when I was leader. But I know he's got too much sense when this is going on to take the ball. So McNamara, you go see Russell. And then Simon's gone crazy on balance payments. He's just nut on the question. And get a hold of him. So Russ called me back and said, I hit McNamara. Russ, Mansfield said, doesn't want to see me. It's already made up his mind. They're already going to do it. No reason. He said, I told him that I'd understood it. He told me he wasn't. Well, he said, that don't make any difference. We have. McNamara called me back and Russell, he said, Russell agrees that we ought to be taking it up in the light of these things. But he says they got to file it, but he'll try to do what he can to keep them from acting on it. And then Simon called back. Said no, he's wants to be Secretary of Treasury for a day or two and play with it. And under his theory of balance payments, this is really going to save us a hell of a lot of money. Now, it may next year, it could affect balance payment. This year, we got a firm sign on from them. And unless they weasel out of it, which we're afraid the Germans might make Earhart do, we're going to get every damn dollar we spend. But we're going to have to modify it by letting them buy a little space equipment and something besides strictly military.
Mr. President, assuming you're right about this, I just hate to say it, but assuming you're right, your cabinet boys and your executive boys just did a very poor job in getting your side of the argument.
May do it, but I think that Rusk and McNamara are both reasonably articulate, but it may be that they just, in this instance, weren't. But hell, I can't help it. But you can see the problem one man's got of trying to run it, and I think we ought to really understand if they've lost confidence in me and they don't want me to handle Thailand. And I think it's just awful for us to be going through this excruciating experiences on television, talking about the weaknesses of our forces and the strengths, and Strom Thurmond and John Stennis, and then Bill Fulbright handling them down the other day and trying to browbeat them on Thailand. And then the Democratic Committee hitting us here on what we're doing in NATO. I just think they ought to get their views. And if they got a hard on and need jacking off, come down here and talk to me. But God, don't do it in the papers. And don't shoot me in the back. It's worse no less than going over to a conference and the Foreign Relations Committee meeting before. Because sure don't help the country. And I just got to have you or somebody to kind of give a little leadership. The first place, if I wanted to reform things and get some action, I'd start in the United States Senate instead of working on the executive, because I think that I'm ready to receive their views, to listen to them, to evaluate them, to carefully consider them, and so forth. But I don't see that they did a bit of good by these damn introducing the resolution and speech. I don't believe it will be. And anyway, if they do it, we ought to do it after we both understand it, and then I can tell Wilson I can't control my folks. They want to go out and make this pitch. I'm not going to pay a damn bit of attention to it, but you go on, and I can tell the Russians I'm not in a position to make any agreements. I'm helpless. But I want you to really give a little thought to it and try to put yourself. The Constitution, I think, makes one thing clear. The Commander-in-Chief is the President, and in these things, he can't fight a war from Thailand bases and explain to the Soviet Union every day why he's done it.
Well, as far as the Thailand thing is concerned, I'm 100% with you. And with regard to this part of it, Mr. President, to be fair to us, McNamara told this group down here that in his judgment, that the fact that the Congress was raised in hell about the fact that these other guys had not delivered on their commitments, that not a single country over there had done what they'd promised to do, would in some respects help him to get better cooperation from those people. And frankly, that's one point that they discussed several times. Now, as far as coming to you about the thing, their thought was, well, shall we go tell the President? And the reaction of every man there except one was to say, well, gee, if you go tell the President, he's going to say, don't do it. And then if you do it, he's then going to feel that you just went out and just delivered and kicked him. And
what do you think I think now?
I thought that here's what we think about matters. And
they told me what they thought in this damn long-winded letter, 3 or 4 pages. I knew what they thought. And what do you think I thought about when everybody in the world says that the committee unanimous? Anyway, you see my viewpoint. You see my problem. And I know you love me, and I know your views, and I know we differ. If we didn't, we'd want the same wife. And we'd all want to live in the same place. Of course, we're going to have opinions. I just want you to be my floor leader and kind of understand that I got to have a little bit of help up there. And I went out and picked Mansfield a good many years ago to be whip to try to balance the party problems there. And I know that he feels that he can't really be you saw your daddy governor, and you saw his floor leaders, and you know what a president's got to have. And I don't know who my leaders are. I don't know how in the hell I get any help. I don't know who's defending me. I know that I like every man in the Senate. And I want to work with them, and I want to help them. But these sense resolutions, I don't believe, are going to change the course of things very much. And I'm more anxious than any man on that goddamn committee on balance of payments and to get troops out. But I sure as hell don't want to get them out with 22 divisions there and kick off World War III. And every damn man on that resolution will run and hide, by God, when you say you kicked this thing off. You pulled a goddamn Chamberlain, and you ran out, said you're going to pull out, you're not interested in it anymore. You refused to fortify Guam, or you refused to do this. And I know what's happening. I'm not one of these folks that just sucked in by the Russians. I don't believe in the Fulbright, Mansfield, Symington, the whole goddamn theory that it's all over there. I don't think so at all. I think those sons of bitches want to eat us any day they can. And I think the biggest notice you can do is just say, Uncle Sam's tired, wants to come home, we're going to follow John Stennis and Fulbright. And I think those sons of bitches will do worse than Hitler did. And I may be wrong.
Mr. President, what I'd suggest you do, I think it'd be best not to do it today or tomorrow, but sometime during the next week or so, I think it'd be good to get, if not the whole bunch, get about 6 or 8 of those fellows who are on that group down there and give them your views on it. And I think that'll quiet things down.
Well, I'll do that. And you kind of give me it quietly without telling another human, because you know the envy and the jealousy. And if anybody sees I'm even speaking to you, they think I'm undermining them or affecting their prestige or running under the Pope or something. But you give me the group you think that would be wise to talk to, whether it would be who would speak up, whether it would be Pastoria, whether it would be Muskie, whether it would be Russell.
I don't think it's very much point to talk to Dick Russell. His views have been fixed for so long And he incidentally had no interest in taking the leadership in this matter either.
He told McNamara that he agreed it wasn't going to do any good, that he wanted them out, and he believed it ought to come out. But he didn't think that that we ought to be doing this while we try and negotiate ourselves out. See, we all agree with the general purpose. There's no argument about that. We would like ourselves to get as many as we could. I tried to get them out of Korea. First thing I did, and I came in president, I said two things I'm going to do, bring some folks home from NATO and bring some home from Korea, I'll make them put up. Well, when I started looking, suppose I pulled them out of Korea, I couldn't have the Korean divisions over there, and I'd be an invitation, sure, we're weaker there. And if I pulled them out over NATO, I might let the Russians start. Kennedy, by God, showed a little weakness at Vienna. And Khrushchev said, well, we'll just move on you this year. So then he had to send me to Germany, and he had to march his troops through the gates, and he had to cross the wall, and he had to call up all the reserves. I don't want to have to do that, because show a little weakness. And if those sons of bitches think you're weak, they're like a country dog. You stand still, they'll screw you to death. You run, they'll eat your ass out. And I'm dealing with them every day and reading their cables, and I just don't believe that John Stennis's staff and Stu Simon, anyway, they haven't got the job now. If they want me to turn it over to Humphrey or they want Bobby Kennedy to run it, well, that's something else, 68. But I sure as hell during this period don't want to get us in World War III, and I can't think of a better way in the world to get us in it right now than to let the Chinese think we won't fight in Asia and let the Russians think we won't fight in Europe, and that they can do what Hitler thought he could do. Now, we just can't let them think that. And that's why I had to say yesterday, this is not United States government policy at all. And I sent every goddamned embassy and just said, now, Wilson had his senators. Roosevelt had his Wheelers. And I got some talking too. But don't you think for a goddamn minute I'm moving one man. Now, they can cut off the appropriations and they can do anything they want to do. But I goddamn sure I'm not going to say to the Russians at this stage of the game when the North Vietnamese are sitting there talking to them now. Right this minute, trying to make up their plans what they're going to do in Asia. That by God, I'm going to cede them Europe by default and come home. So you think about what I've said, you consider it, and then you kind of give me a little advice, even if you have to oppose me.
Yes, I'll do that.
God bless you.
Thank you.